Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles is hoping the Kentucky General Assembly will update the grain indemnity program and consider regulations for lab-grown meats during the 2019 session. Commissioner Ryan Quarles says it's time to modernize the grain indemnity program.
I think you're going to see consensus build around legislation that modernizes our grain indemnity fund. We've realized that there's some shortcomings in that law, a law that was perfectly fine and worked well in the early 80s, but a lot of things have changed since then. And so I think that we've led a working group with our ag commodity groups as well as Kentucky Farm Bureau to come up with a facelift for that bill. That's going to be a priority for us.
Crawl says legislation is needed to deal with lab-grown meat products.
You're also going to see some legislation that has to deal with lab-grown meat and how it can be sold and labeled in Kentucky. This is a conversation we're seeing nationally as cell cultured meat continues to not just be a fad, but an area where a lot of big people are big companies, that is, are investing in this.
He adds that's especially critical for a livestock state.
So we want to make sure that in a livestock state like Kentucky, if you're going to sell meat, it needs to come or be at least be sold as and labeled as coming from an animal.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent. It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Commissioner Quarles says he was pleased the 2018 Kentucky General Assembly continued to fund the County Fair Grant Program.
We're very fortunate that in Kentucky we have a strong County Fair presence. We have County Fairs in about 90 of our 120 counties. Of course, the Kentucky State Fair is second to none. And a lot of counties use their County Fair to lead up to the Kentucky State Fair. It's an awesome opportunity for us to help educate people about where their food comes from, but also youth livestock showing, which is growing in our state.
He adds last year's program will help fund four projects.
We used to have more money. They cut it. That's okay. We're just glad it's still there. And more counties than ever are applying for this. And we encourage your fiscal courts, your judge executives, and more importantly, your county fair boards to look at the Kentucky Department of Agriculture's County Fair Grant for 2019. And this is cost share money.
Right.
And we doled out about $300,000 worth of grants.
Last year, grants were awarded to county fairs in Davis, McLean, Pendleton, and Shelby counties. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.